Medical Association says ministers have tabled a 4.95% investment in pay to senior doctors for this financial year. That's on top of an already agreed annual rise. Tom Dolphin is on the BMA's consultant committee.
We've still got the strike ballot is still out there. And because we don't know whether the members will say yes or no to the offer on the table, we're saying to our members, you should continue to vote yes in the strike ballot to maintain that mandate, to maintain pressure on the government.
A new strain of swine flu has been detected in a human in the UK for the first time. Health officials say the patient's fully recovered. It's reported Israel and Hamas are close to confirming an extension of their truce. Today's the last of 4 days initially agreed. A court's heard two children accused of murdering a transgender teenager in Warrington exchanged messages about how they wanted to kill people they knew. Jurors were told Brianna Jai had been stabbed 28 times when she was found in a park in February. The pair deny murder. Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick doesn't seem to be deterred by delays to the so-called Rwanda deportation scheme.
We remain focused on delivering our comprehensive plan to stop the boats by breaking the business model of the people smugglers, and will shortly be piloting emergency legislation through this House to ensure flights to Rwanda take off as a matter of urgency.
The sending of migrants who arrived in the UK on small boats to the African country had been deemed unlawful by the Supreme Court, but Downing Street's refused to say whether a new treaty would be signed with Rwanda before Christmas. And anyone who's bought chocolate from a stall in Nottinghamshire is being asked not to eat it after reports of people falling ill. It affects bars wrapped in gold foil and purchased from Mansfield Market on Saturday. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and the first part tonight, we'll see further showers in place. Though the early hours, it will turn dry with a mix of clear spells and areas of cloud. Now, tomorrow morning, we'll have bright spells between areas of cloud also. But the afternoon will continue dry with sunny spells and just a few light patches of cloud lingering in places.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Yes.
That was number one back on this day in 1982. Yeah, and it was written by Paul Weller. And I think that was the last one, actually, that they have had before they broke up, Walking Away, shortly after its release. Yes, they did. Yeah, so that was 1982. We're up to now. So we've got a brand new single coming up in a second for Marshmallow, Pink and Sting. Now, I've heard this song. Actually, I played it here for the first time on Friday. I'm loving it. But that's coming up after Republica. And Republica are coming up after the Guess the Intro. Let's have the first listen of the day.
Guess the Intro.
love, as the days get longer, will you follow me? Never let me go. Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing, dancing as the world turns round.
When it's said and done, I keep holding on, even in silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise. Yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming, dreaming till the sun goes down. Yeah,
we'll keep dancing, dancing as the world turns round and round and round and round.
Michelle Ward, a prawn cocktail.
I love a prawn cocktail.
I'm always rambling. What is the mayor's chain called?
Chain.
In fact, I never stopped talking. And I rubbed, basically, all of the skin off the inside of my thigh. You can answer my question of the day.
Michelle.
I think men go through the menopause from about the ages of 18 to 65. And after that, they die. Fantastic guests and super music. What am I lacking in the diet? Humour, really?
Yes.
Weekdays, 10 till 1.
Yeah, the Fab Michelle 10 to 1. And I walked into the studio today. It's not December yet, and yet there's Christmas stuff everywhere. I knew before I even asked who put all the decorations up. So, yeah, it's very, very Christmassy here now. So cheers, Michelle, for that. But we won't be playing Christmas songs until it's actually December. I thought, you know, it's one of those things I ask people, and I obviously ask you if you want to me to play them a little bit earlier. But no, we're going to wait until the very 1st of December, and then we'll have some Christmas songs going out. Oh, we've got a special show as well that will be coming up on. You know, we have Michelle, our guru coach, coming in every Thursday. Well, we're going to have a special show. She's going to hang around a little bit longer on that last Thursday leading up to Christmas. So we're going to have loads of stuff going on there as well. Yeah, as I say, it feels so Christmassy. It feels wrong not to play a Christmas song, but I'm not going to do it. We are going to hold back until the 1st of December.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website, ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging System. At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Sing like a bandit, stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the arson, Valentine's to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly but surely, your appetite is more than I knew. Well, to kiss and tell her wishing well, a crocodile she'd say.
Have I been left behind? It's time to figure out why I find myself in custody with each and every question. Words come so easily.
Flashwell Salvador, I don't know why and I don't know what for. I've seen the picture for myself. Where did that label go? I tried it out but it didn't work, so I'll choose the picture for myself.
It's time to start over. Take only one thing spare to wear. Head for the check-in lights and get up into the air. It's time to take new measures. Someone will put us up tonight. Far from my place of rest, I almost got you inside.
Thought you El Salvador. I don't know why and I don't know what. I've seen the picture for myself. Where did that label go? I tried it out but it didn't work, so I'll choose the picture for myself.
First class and big hotels.
Quite put my finger on it.
Videos and global sales. Free drinks that you pay yourself.
I can't quite put my finger on it.
Love that track. Athlete, that was the South London Boys, if I remember rightly, with El Salvador. Yeah, split up around 2013, 2014. I could be wrong, but you know how to get hold of me and let me know, because I know you do. You're very good at that. At Joe Bailey Music from my Instagram and my Twitter. Yes, some of my Instagram and Facebook. And at Joe Bailey Music once for Twitter, or as it's called, X. That's why I'm laughing. It's going to take me years to not call it Twitter anymore. Anyway, I've been talking about this event for about a week or so now, and it's actually running now until the 30th of November. I know you've been putting it off, but it's at Brentwood Arts Society annual exhibition. It's at Bardswell Social Club at Brentwood, and it's on now right the way up till November the 30th. So the exhibition is open now tonight between 7 and 9 p.m. and Wednesday between 10 and midday. So that a bit, oh, hang on, then we've got Thursday will be between 7 and 8 p.m. I'm trying to work out when the 30th of November is. So, yeah, so they're the only times you've got now to go and see this. But if you want more information or just stop listening to what I was saying, you can have a look on the phoenixfm.com website, and then you can go to the events page, and it's literally top of the events guide. You can't miss it. And tonight as well, obviously as well, we've got the Phoenix FM open mic. Go along, try out your new songs, and our Kevin will be there from 8 o'clock, host the night. It's a brilliant night, and it's at the Essex Arms, and it kicks off at 8 o'clock. Get there a little bit earlier to sign up, and then you never know, you might be one of the lucky ones that Kevin picks out and plays on his Sunday sessions show this Sunday. But now we've got Dua Lipa.
Did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, delays due to the earlier broken down lorry on the M25 anti-clockwise before the Dartford tunnels. Congestion is still back to Junction 3, that's the M20 interchange, although all lanes have now been reopened. There's also queue in traffic on the A12 eastbound before A406 North Circular Road. That's the Redbridge roundabout. The travel time there is about 30 minutes. Right, A13 eastbound. No, it's been cleared. We're okay. The one lane that was at the dock approach on the A13 has been cleared. Now, Billericay, slow moving traffic on South End Road, northbound between Barleylands and Farm and London Road. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between Junction 29, the M25 and the Halfway House. Chelmsford, slow traffic on Essex Regiment Way between Braintree Road and Chelmer Road. Wickford, Golden Jubilee Way. Nevenden Road, A132, there is slow traffic between the Nevenden Interchange and London Road. In Thundersley, slow traffic on Rayleigh Road between Dawsheath Road and Rayleigh Weir. And Harlow, slow traffic on the A414 eastbound on the approach at Eastwood Lodge roundabout. Chelmsford, slow traffic on Springfield Road between High Bridge Road and Victoria Road. Slow traffic on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. And slow traffic on Baddow Bypass towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Colchester, slow traffic on Mill Road southbound between Brinkley Grove and via Urbish Romany. And slow traffic on Northern Approach southbound as well between via Urbish Romany and Bergholt Road. So it's chocker all around there as the map is flashing before my eyes. Now let's head over to the rail for you. It's looking good again, so the Tube. There's still minor delays on the Central Line due to the shortage of trains. Underground station is still closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town due to the engineering works. Still no service on Piccadilly Line between Rainers Lane and Uxbridge, and trains are not stopping on Piccadilly Line westbound at South Ealing. And finally, minor delays still on the Elizabeth Line between Heathrow's Terminals 1, 2, 3 and Heathrow Terminal 5, all due to a faulty train. But there'll be more updates from me in the next hour.
We are on procession with the wire. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
Duran Duran, Black Moonlight here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, yes, it's 4:33. Missed it by a few minutes, never mind. 3:34 now here on Phoenix FM. And I'm going to play you four tracks, not just three, but four tracks from a brilliant chart. I'm going to give you, I don't know whether to give you a clue or not, because all I want for you is for you to name what the year was. So even if you wasn't born then, I think you could really give it a good guess, this one. Anyway, this was number one on this day back in a certain year, and it was Dr. Hook.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Why?
selector. On my radio, yes, that was in the charts as well. And also, number 4, Steel, the Commodores. Number 5, Walking on the Moon. I was tempted for that one, to be fair. And we had The Complex as well by Gary Numan. Now, we do have a brilliant one from Cool and the Gang. But this one, it's the peaked actually at number 8 in this chart. Of what year? That's all I want to know, is what the year was. And this one's is Last Train to London. Been years since I've heard this.
Let's train to love. single baby. Sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight, mom. Yeah.
I hope I brought back some favourite memories from you in this year. Right, okay, I know that you got it right. It was 1979, right at the end of the decade. So When You're In Love With A Beautiful Woman was number one. Crazy Little Things Called Love was two. No More Tears, Enough Is Enough was number three as well. Right, now I've got another fact for you as well. Yes, on this day, I want to tell you now how the matchstick came to be back in 1826. It was by actually a pharmacist from the UK, John Walker. Now, he invented the matchstick completely by accident. I hope he didn't burn himself. Anyway, he was experimenting with like flammable pastes, which obviously don't do if you're at home, to use, right? So he created the match when the wooden tool he was using to mix the substance in the paste scraped and caught fire. Goodness me.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Help me escape this feeling of insecurity.
Did you see Take That in concert the other night? They're still looking good, aren't they? Relight My Fire. Now, are you like me? I've told you there's another poll coming out, and I've still not got the klaxon done for you. But I'm always losing things. Or have you got a partner as well that you spend half your time looking for things that they've lost? For me, I don't know. It's really, I suppose, it's my keys and my beanie hats. I've got a collection of beanie hats, all the colours. No matter where I am, I put a different colour on. Anyway, that's another story. Enough about me. But there's a new study. No idea who does these studies, but I'm going with it, right? So they say we spend the equivalent of 140 days of our lives looking for lost items and splash out around £5,000 on replacements. Doesn't surprise me, to be fair, although I wouldn't spend that much on my beanies. Anyway, the new study found the average adult spends nearly 9 minutes every day looking for misplaced belongings. I think I'm longer than that, are you? Now, I say it's because I'm always multitasking and rushing around. And actually, the new survey, well, the people, whoever they are, agreed with me and say that having so many other things on our minds like contributes to our forgetfulness. Of course, we have busy lives nowadays. Well, that's what I put it down to. But we have a top 30 items coming up soon, or top 20 actually, and they're most likely to lose. There's even really big items as well. Well, I thought it was really big items because when I first read this, I read it as tablets, right? As tables instead of tablets. So there's items such as tablets and headphones that have also made the list what we're losing. And again, I read it as tables. I thought, how can anyone lose a table? Anyway, back to the survey. Anyway, they also found out that people say they have things missing for as long as 2 years before finally being reunited with their owner. I can see that. And the average adult misplaces apparently two things that they never ever find again. Oh yeah, I've missed a partner, but that's a long time ago. Anyway, as a result, over half of us has ended up forking out an average of £76 a year to replace lost items. That's the equivalent of 4,788 over our lifetimes. That's crazy. So I'm going to give you a first few. 20 is watch. Yeah, fair enough. 19, cup of tea. I love that one. 18, mobile phone charger. 17, your credit, debit cards, all the times. 16's your purse or your wallet. 15's your glass case. I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you the other side of the news, what the other top ones were as well. And taking us up to the news, we're going to have Sophie Ellis-Bextor. And she is something where we'd all like to be lost at the moment, actually, lost in sunshine.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.